House, please come to order. Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the quorum?
35 present, 5 absent.
Mr. Miller? Mr. Chatterton? Will the clerk please indicate the presence of Mr. Chatterton in the chambers? Mr. Miles?
My number registered, but I didn't push the button in time.
Show Mr. Miles is present. Mr. Miller?
Speaker, Representatives Cooper and Eliason are excused from the call of the House today. I'll ask unanimous consent that other absent members be shown as excused on official state business.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the House please rise for a prayer by the Reverend Alfred Wakefield?
May we bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we talked with you yesterday. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for wisdom and guidance in our deliberations and our many actions. Many answers to our needs and requests were received. Help us to be mindful of what you have done through us and others in behalf of your people, our constituents, and our state. Out of your goodness and concern, we receive, and now we are being given a new day, unsoiled from our many shortcomings and failures. Help us to use this day so our efforts will be of the greatest good for your people and for our state of Alaska. We want to perfect our ability as we deepen our wisdom and our spiritual sensibility to things that are right, actions that are good, thoughts that are uplifting, and words that are true, as we walk in unity this day, seeking to serve acceptably in your sight. Thank you for your faith and concern for us. May we be guided so our thoughts and spirit will be in alignment with you, and may your presence in this gathering bring peace to our fellow legislators, to our constituents, and to all your people in the state of Alaska. Amen.
Mr. Rode? Hearing no objection, prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify us the correctness of the Daily Journal?
There is a change to Supplement 7 on page 2. Change House Bill 96 to read House Bill 104. As Chief Clerk, I certify us to the correctness of the Journal for the 15th day and House Supplement Number 8.
Mr. Miller?
Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent this body approve the Journal and House Supplement as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chamber? Mr. Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce two guests to the capital city, Mr. Marv Trepas and Mr. Eric Johnston, Gallery A.
Representative Rudd.
Mr. Speaker, also in Gallery A are John Havelock, former Attorney General of the state, and Barry Stern. They're both working on the criminal code now.
Members have other guests for introduction. I have a guest that I would like to introduce to the House in Gallery B, a good friend of mine and a constituent of the members from Anchorage, Master Norman Bailey. Messages from the Governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the President appointed the following to the Legislative Council: Senator Ziegler, Senator Coletta, Senator Bradley, Senator Ray, Senator Meland, Senator Hackney, and President Rader. To the Budget and Audit Committee, Senator Curtula. To the Administrative Regulation Review Committee, Senator Poland, Senator Rohde, Senator Sumner. To the Alaska Code Commission, Senator Rohde. The Senate has passed House Joint Resolution Number 2, and it is returned herewith. This resolution has been sent to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
Mr. Speaker, 3 volumes from the Budget and Audit Committee have been received and are filed in my office. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Bill 12, providing that absence from the state for medical reasons shall not be considered in computation of longevity bonus under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 12 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Bennett, Nackack, Cotton, Phillips, Bradley, and Parr, signing do not pass, Chatterton, and Byrne. House Bill 12 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Bill 16, providing for instructional units for supplementary programs under the Public School Foundation Program under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Nackack, Cotton, Phillips, Bradley, Bennett, and Parr, signing do not pass, Chatterton, and Byrne. House Bill 16 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 84 relating to the time for opening and closing polls under consideration. 3 of the members of the committee recommend it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Nackack, and Miles, signing do pass if amended, Kelly, signing no pass, Dankwart. House Bill 84 has no further referral.
At this time, I'd like to add a finance referral to House Bill number 84. Bill will be referred to finance.
The Committee on Labor and Management has had House Bill 96 relating to payment of wages under public contracts under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Brown, Chairman, concurred in by Brown, Carpenter, Hayes, and Smith. Mr. Osterbeck has no recommendation. House Bill 96 has a further referral to finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 14 by Bradley, honoring Langhorne A. Tony Motley.
Rules.
House Joint Resolution Number 12 by Haugen, Bennett, Carpenter, Chatterton, Dankwart, Hayes, Kelly, Phillips, Rode, Specking, Urien, and Freeman, relating to H.R. 39, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, is introduced in the 95th Congress.
Referred to Resources and Finance.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 106 by Bradley, Gardner, Buchholz, Cotton, Duncan, Freeman, McKinnon, Malone, Meekins, Miles, and Miller. An act relating to the Alaska Business License Act and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 107 by Swanson. An act making a special appropriation to the City of Eagle for restoration of the Wickersham Courthouse and providing for an effective date.
Referred to State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 108 by Parr. An act relating to third-party beneficiaries of express or implied warranties.
Referred to Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 109 by Duncan, an act relating to the relationship between the Borough School District and the Borough.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
House Bill 110 by Malone, an act relating to municipal planning and zoning powers.
Referred to Community and Regional Affairs Committee.
House Bill 111 by Osterbeck and Gardner, an act relating to stream surveillance for fisheries violations.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill 112 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a special appropriation for capital improvements within the court system and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 113 with a transmittal letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the imitation of certain uniforms and equipment used by the Department of Public Safety.
Judiciary.
House Bill 114 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. There is a transmittal letter. An act establishing a fire suppression fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 115 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a special appropriation to the fire suppression fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill number 116 by Rudd, an act relating to the classification of state land and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Resources.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Swanson, House of Police stand at ease. Will House please come back to order? We're down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the calendar?
House Joint Resolution number 5 by Rode and Malone, relating to the construction of the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project. The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 5 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Snyder, Malone, Eliason, Smith, Bennett, Akers, Urien, Osterbach, and Miller. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, unless there are amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 5 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Will the clerk please read House Joint Resolution number 5 in third reading?
House Joint Resolution number 5 by Rode and Malone, relating to the construction of the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project.
House Joint Resolution number 5 is before you, third reading. Mr. Byrne.
I hope we aren't going to pass over this resolution lightly. I'll tell you why. Last year we spent weeks, actually months, talking about the Kachemak Bay resource. And why we had to devil big business, how we had to get to the oil companies and get them out of there. They were going to hurt the fishery resource. So now comes this little House Joint Resolution number 5 before us. With a slick little statement in here which goes as follows. Whereas the construction of the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Power Project would not be detrimental to the fishery resource. Well, who says it won't be detrimental? How do we know that? What are we going to do about it? You know, that thing ought to go to committee, I think, for the next 6 months and be studied. I'd like to go to those. I went to a lot of the Kachemak Bay meetings, you know, the committee meetings, and we talked about it and we listened, and there wasn't any evidence at all that the Kachemak Bay resource was going to be damaged. There wasn't any evidence that any resource had been damaged by oil in our state since I've been here in 20 years. And yet we threw that project out. I didn't throw it out, but the other members did. And it makes me worried here. Now that we see this resolution come by, there isn't even any discussion of it. My good friend Mr. Rode over there, as far as I know, wasn't even going to discuss this thing, and we're going to vote on it here all of a sudden, and it bothers me. It makes me nervous. I don't like to be nervous. I'd like to hear some discussions of it. And I don't like to offend you either, Mr. Speaker. I realize this is probably something very close to your heart.
Mr. Rode.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just beat to the floor was all that I didn't comment on this. For the new members of the House and even to the old, I might go over the value of a House joint resolution, at least in this case. We've heard many times that these resolutions are merely wind up in file 13. But in this case, it hasn't. In 1961, this similar resolution was introduced in this House, and it authorized, and as a result of that, in 1962, the Congress authorized this project. And stream studies were made, the lake studies were made, and for several years, and again in last year, this was introduced. And the Corps of Engineers, in the meantime, had made what they call an environmental assessment. This is not an environmental impact statement. But under this environmental assessment, they found that there would be no material damage to the environment or to the fish resources. The only objection they had was the possible construction of a road to the dam site. And they have recommended under this assessment that a road approximately a mile or a mile and a half be constructed from the headwaters of Kachemak Bay, where the material could be barged, and then a temporary road to the powerhouse site. Consequently, their assessment, which is almost up to the point of an environmental impact statement, would require very little additional work. So this would advance this project possibly a year or 2 years, which it normally takes to evaluate the environmental impact. I understand it will do no damage to the fish resource, since this dam has no fish in it. It's about 1,500 feet high, and it's almost a straight drop out of the dam into the flats, Fox River Flats. On line 19 of this resolution, where it says the development of hydropower will provide a lasting benefit to South Central Alaska, thereby minimizing the use of scarce supplies of natural gas and petroleum products. I think this is something that we should consider very seriously. We should use the gas for plastics, medicines, and possibly fertilizer, other than using it energy to produce energy. I think that this resolution would move along this project. It claims from the time of construction to the time the power would be produced out of it would be approximately 3 years. This would be complementary to the proposed Susitna Dam project, which they claim will take possibly 13 years to build. By this time, power would be needed, not only on the Kenai Peninsula, but it could supplement power into the Anchorage area. In view of this, I urge that we pass the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I'm sure that those members who have read the power study we made last year, which is about 2 inches thick, as I remember, were probably as surprised as I was to find that this area is part of the what's anticipated to be the fastest growing area in the state in power needs. Faster even in Anchorage, which I had trouble believing. But that's what the projections are, and so I don't think there's any real question that the power will be needed.
Mr. Byrne?
I believe my worthy and distinguished colleague, Mr. Rode, has convinced me absolutely of the worthiness of this project, and I intend to vote and support it.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Joint Resolution Number 5 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Thirty-seven yeas, no nays. Two absent.
House Joint Resolution Number 5 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on the daily calendar?
House Bill Number 59 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to handicapped individuals and providing for an effective date.
House, please stand at ease.
Yeah, we should.
Will House please come back to order? Before the at ease, we were down to the second item on today's calendar, House Bill Number 59. I'd like to ask the clerk to please read House Bill 59 again in second reading.
House Bill Number 59 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to handicapped individuals and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Bill 59 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Parr, Bennett, Bradley, Nackack, Chatterton, Cotton, Phillips, and Byrne. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Parr. Would the clerk please read amendment number one?
Yes, it's on page 77 of the journal. Page 1, lines 21 and 23. Line 21, change need to will. Page 23, insert period after individual. New sentence beginning, the division need not take other benefits into consideration. Delete or and add rest of line 23.
The question is, shall amendment number one be adopted? Mr. Brown.
I'm sure there's nothing wrong with the amendment. I trust Mr. Parr quite a bit, but we did go through that pretty fast. Could the amendment be read again so I can find out what we're voting on?
The amendment's on page 77 of the journal?
Yes. 78?
Page 78 of the House Journal.
Would you like me to read it the way it's going to be read?
Could you?
The way, do you want me to read it the way it will be?
Is the objection maintained?
For a moment, please.
Will clerk please read amendment number one?
Page 1, line 21, change need to will. Line 23, insert period after individual. There's a new sentence beginning, the division need not take other benefits into consideration. Delete or and add rest of line 23.
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, perhaps I could read that whole sentence now, as two sentences, as they would stand after the amendment. It would make it simpler for members. Beginning on line 20, however, the division will not take other benefits into consideration when doing so would significantly delay the provision of needed services to the handicapped individual, period. The division need not take other benefits into consideration when they are for, colon.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to then inquire Mr. Parr about the amendment. Is it then my understanding that the substance of the amendment is to change part of this, which had all been discretionary in the division, to have a requirement that it be mandatory that the division not take certain, not take benefits into consideration when it would result in significantly delaying the proceedings? Is that the substance of the amendment?
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Parr.
That is correct, Mr. Speaker. There is a distinction made here, a significant delay. The discretion is taken away from the division of vocational rehab, and with the other provisions there, the discretion still remains.
The objection is withdrawn. Is there any other objection? Hearing no objection, unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted. Does clerk have any other amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, in the absence of other amendments, I'll ask unanimous consent that House Bill number 59 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I'll object to that motion just for the present moment, only because the way the bill was drafted, not including the amendment we've just passed, Section 2 is not in the style of underlining and deletions. It's repealed and reenacted, and any member might be interested in amendment if he knew what it was that the bill did anew involving that language. And I'd like to inquire of Mr. Parr, was it just a minor technical change, or was there some substantial change under Section 2?
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, this bill fits that famous class called the housekeeping bill. It was put in by the Vocational Rehab and Rehabilitation Division to bring it more into compliance with the federal public law 93.12 as amended and the federal regulations. The essential force of the bill is to remove the requirements that there be financial need in order to obtain vocational rehabilitation services. In other words, any member of this House, even though not in the poverty income bracket, if needed vocational rehabilitation, could get it. That's the thrust of the federal program, and that's what this does.
Mr. Brown.
I withdraw my objection to the motion.
The objection is withdrawn. Is there any further objection? Question is, shall House Bill number 59 be advanced to third reading? Mr. Miller? Hearing no objection, House Bill number 59 is advanced to third reading. Will the clerk please read House Bill number 59 as amended in third reading?
House Bill number 59 amended by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to handicapped individuals and providing for an effective date.
House Bill number 59 is before you in third reading. The question is, shall House Bill number 59 amended pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may take the roll.
Five yeas, no nays, four excused.
House Bill number 59 has passed the House. Mr. Miller?
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on House Bill 59 amended be considered the roll call on the effective date clause as well.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Mr. Freeman, House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Unfortunately, the voting machine was not working properly on the roll call vote. We have to void the roll call vote because not all members who are in the chamber, the votes were not all recorded. So the roll call vote on House Bill number 59 in third reading and final passage is hereby waived. We'll have to take a voice roll call vote. Is there any further discussion on House Bill 59? Question is, shall House Bill number 59 amended pass the House? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Bradley?
Yes.
Brown?
Aye.
Buchholz? Carpenter?
Yes.
Chatterton?
Yes.
Cotton?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Dankworth?
Yes.
Duncan?
Yes.
Eliason? Freeman?
Aye.
Gardner?
Yes.
Greening?
Yes.
Guy?
Yes.
Haugen?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lathine?
Yes.
McKinnon?
Yes.
Meekins?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
Miller?
Aye.
Nackack?
Yes.
Osi?
Yes.
Osterbeck? Parr?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Rode?
Yay.
Rudd?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Specking?
Aye.
Swanson?
Yes.
Urian?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Byrne?
Yes.
Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
Thirty-eight yeas, no nays, one absent.
House
one
bill
vacancy. Yes, I called.
House bill number 59 has passed the House. Oh, excuse me, that's not correct. Does any member wish to change his vote? Will the clerk please announce the total?
38 yeas, no nays, one absent. One vacancy.
Mr. Miller?
Did you want to announce the vote? I'm sorry. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, I'll...
House Bill Number 59 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, before I place this motion again, it's been suggested I explain it, which would probably be a good idea. I should have the first time, since this is the first bill that does have an effective date. When you have an effective date on a bill, it requires a separate vote, completely separate from the vote on the bill itself, for the effective date to become effective. And that vote, as a matter of fact, takes two-thirds or 27 affirmative votes in order to pass. If the effective date were to fail, that would not jeopardize the bill itself, but the bill would just simply become effective in 90 days after signature by the governor, as the Constitution calls for. But this bill, and there'll be lots of them in this category, has an effective date, as you'll see on Section 9, takes effect immediately in accordance with AS 0110070C. So we take separate votes on that. Well, rather than go through the rigmarole of voting, pushing the buttons and things like that, when there's more than 27 yay votes on the board, the majority leader just simply moves that the roll call on the bill itself be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. And once it's adopted, then that would have the effect of making the vote on the effective date clause, in this case, 38 yays. Mr. Speaker, I'll move at this time that the roll call on House Bill 59 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Mr. Greening.
Mr. Speaker, may we revert to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection, House will revert to introduction of guests.
In Gallery B, a good friend of mine from Anchorage who also is a very talented surgeon, Dave Beal.
Mr. Byrne.
I wonder if I might comment there that Dr. Beal is also president-elect of our Alaska State Medical Association. And in case any member of the House is guessing as to why he's here, I'll tell you, he's here to talk malpractice over with us again.
Are there any further guests for introduction? If not, we'll proceed with the regular order of business under unfinished business. Unfinished business to come before the House. One item of unfinished business I'd like to take care of at this time. Under Alaska Statutes 4419, I'm appointing Representative Keith Specking to serve as the House member on the Commission on the Conference of the Law of the Sea. Mr. Miller.
Excuse me. Yesterday, the Rules Committee of this House distributed copies of the proposed salary schedule as recommended by the Joint House and Senate Rules Committees. That's been on the members' desk for 24 hours now. So, Mr. Speaker, I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the salary schedule, as recommended by the Joint Rules Committees, be adopted by this body.
Did you ask unanimous consent, Mr. Miller? Unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Also under unfinished business, or perhaps we could take it up under announcements, we have invited the Senate to meet with the House in joint session at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, February 16, 1977. To hear U.S. Senator Ted Stevens address the legislature. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Brown.
I'd like to address the House in a matter involving anonymity.
Mr. Brown, without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. Speaker, the usual method of communicating on the floor of this House during deliberations is by sending notes between members through the pages involving weighty matters on do you have the votes on the bill, what does your amendment mean, what are you doing tonight, honey, and that kind of thing. However,
I'm not accustomed to receiving unsigned notes, particularly one that simply says Brown on the surface of it and inside it just says Troublemaker. I would appreciate that they be signed in the future.
Are there any more special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Mr. Miles?
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a majority caucus begin 15 minutes after adjournment.
Representative Osterbach?
Mr. Speaker, the House Resource Committee will meet today at 1 p.m. in room 116, the Capitol Building. We will be taking up House Joint Resolution 11, requesting the U.S. Senate Committee of Commerce to hold a hearing in Alaska on oil tanker safety. And one more thing upon adjournment, there will be a brief Bush caucus in the Resource Committee room.
Mr. McKinnon? Representative Rudd.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in room 620 of the court building. We'll take up House Bill 5, the exemption from real property taxes for senior citizens, and House Bill 66, the Community Legal Assistance Fund.
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the Hess Committee will be meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon on House Bill 78, which is a special appropriation for construction of the Sewage Skills Center. I might also mention at this time, for the benefit of members who may be interested, that a group of parents, which is sort of an advisory committee on correspondence study, is just now getting organized, will be in town tomorrow and the next day. I've been trying to make arrangements to get together with them, but so far I've been unable to do it. I think some of the members may have a number of children in their district who are in correspondence study programs and who might be interested in meeting some of these people.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, House State Affairs at 1 p.m. today will be taking up H.J.R. 6 and House Bill 47 and 48, all dealing with the expansion of the Alaska Railroad. And that the video people will be there, and it's a pretty interesting issue, so all members that aren't busy are invited to attend.
Mr. Swanson. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, two or three small announcements, short ones. First of all, very appreciative, of course. Flowers have been donated to the legislature, and you can see them around the chambers here, from the Greenery Flower Shop at the Merchant's Wharf, also from Ace Flower Shop. And our good friend, Flicker Red, who sends plants to us every year, is continuing in that tradition and has again sent a plant for the enjoyment of the members. Very appreciative. Mr. Speaker, today at the Democratic luncheon, Senator John Mercatula will be addressing the group, possibly on the responsibilities of majority leader in an interesting arrangement in the other body. So, Mr. Speaker, that'll be at noon. As always, everyone is invited, Democrats, Republicans, everybody who can afford the price of a cup of coffee or a meal. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the body, I'll ask that I'll
move. Mr. Gardner.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, I missed the committee announcements. Judiciary will meet at 3 o'clock today on House Bill 77, Anatomical Gifts.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.